The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
This whole week is a special week. It's Pet Appreciation Week, or PAW for short.
Oh, that's adorable.
Fantastic.
My heart just exploded. That's so cute.
But according to a new survey, it sounds like we don't need a week to appreciate because we appreciate all year round.
Really?
Now, you have a cat, Wally. Gavin, you have a dog.
I do.
Would you say that you spoil them rotten all year round?
Yeah. Well, if you can include feeding them, yes.
Feeding them is not a spoiling.
It's not, okay, then no, I don't. No, I talk to my cat all the time, and I love my cat, but she's old, so it's not like she, like, I don't bring her toys home. I don't dress her up. No. I mean, she's just a great, like, cat companion.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say she could have done better, honestly. Sasha could have done better than me. Could have had a better family.
Well, 94% of pet owners agree that they treat their pets better than they actually treat themselves.
Oh, really?
So if you're wondering if you rank up there with the best of the pet moms or pet dads, here are some of the most popular ways to show your love to your fur baby.
Oh, gosh. I hate that term.
I do too.
All right. Playing with them.
Okay. I do that. Like Sasha and I play. She has a string. We call it string. And we call what we play
creative.
Playing string.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gavin, do you play with Ellie?
Oh, yeah. We play probably a good 30 to 40 minutes a day.
Oh,
I'd say.
Okay.
Who gets winded first?
Oh, I do.
All of a sudden, your tongue's hanging out on the ground.
Also telling them they're a good boy or a good girl.
Oh, Gavin's a good boy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And then feeding them the food that they like, even if it's expensive.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, they make food now where it's like set in a refrigerator type situation.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little crazy. Like, if you're shopping at the pet equivalent of Whole Foods,
right?
Yeah, then you love your pet.
You appreciate them, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll never be in that camp. We do get her special food for her tum-tum.
Okay,
maybe I am one of those people. Thank you, Lady Rock. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and you may not know this, but coming up is a holiday that sometimes almost...
National Potato Day.
No, better than that, Father's Day, and sometimes it almost goes like that as an afterthought, or, you know what, I'll just, you know,
just
whip up something really quick here, yeah, get some Old Spice, you know, something like that. But I think your dad deserves more than that. Speaking as a dad... who has been involved in my child's life, is raised her, sent her to school, paid for college. Like, I mean, I think that counts for something more than a pair of socks, honestly. Like, moms, like, they get everything. Like, everybody loves Mother's Day, and they take them out to eat, and they fawn all over them.
Yeah, moms go above and beyond for you. Yeah, they give you life.
So do dads. Yeah, I'm part in that. I want to help you out right now. If you are thinking about getting your dad a gift and you haven't gotten it yet, you can tell me what you're thinking, and I'll tell you if it's a good idea or not, okay? Usually, if your dad likes grilling, not all dads do, but most do, if he likes that, then there are, like, so many grill accessories you could do.
Like an apron?
They do make, like, denim cool aprons, not, like, kiss the cook ones.
That's the best dad ever?
Yeah, no, that's not what we want. We don't want those. But, like, something with a lot of pockets.
Okay.
You could do a Bluetooth... a thermometer, so that's
what?
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
They make those?
You didn't even know they had that.
No.
See, this is why you need me. Oh, Danny Ray, your dad. I need to get you going so you help cook him up.
Yeah,
you can put it inside the grill, and you can go inside, and it will tell your phone when the meat is at the right temperature.
What?
Amazing. See, this is why we're doing this because Betty Rock was doing a card for her dad. All right, so
he loves my cards.
I know he does, but he'd love you more if you gave him a Bluetooth temperature thing, thermometer. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number, okay? So you just tell me what you're thinking about getting your dad or your husband for Father's Day, and I will give you, you know, my insight if it is a good idea, if it's something a guy would actually want. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. So Doris, what are you thinking about getting your dad?
My dad is older now, and I found out that he has a green thumb, so he really likes it when I buy him plants or small trees.
Trees are great. Like, plants are nice. But a tree is something that you can really commemorate the day with, mm-hmm. and he can plant that tree and be like, I remember when we did this, and you know what? Offer to plant it with him so it creates a memory around that tree, because I know people think, oh, dads are just all about the gift or whatever, but that's not necessarily true. We love making memories with our kids and with our families, you know, too, so that's a great idea.
Yes, and he likes it.
Oh, and if you can throw in a new tractor, too, that'd be great. Like for
a new tractor?
Well, yeah, I mean, the tree's great, but you got to put it in the ground with something. So
Doris is not made of money.
Yeah, get the tree planting auger, because that's a really good, it's a little pricey, but it's a great attachment. So there you go, Doris. I think I've helped you, right?
Definitely.
You helped put her in debt.
Grace, what are you thinking about getting your dad?
Well, I'm not actually thinking about getting him anything.
Well, Grace, let me tell you, that's a horrible start. Like, that's a really bad start. Do you think that would fly with your mom? I think not.
I'm going to make him a card. I make him one every year, and he loves them. He keeps them. I make him little coupons, and he can use them for anything. I can wash his car. I can give him a back massage. I could read him a book. And he loves it.
Grace, I love this idea. I don't know how old you are, but me at 36, my dad even reminded me recently. He said, hey, Father's Day is coming up. I'd really love it if you make me a card. That's really what he wants.
Grace, how old are you?
I'm almost 17.
Almost 17. Okay. So, yeah, you're getting to the point where you're probably going to have to venture out and actually buy a gift, too.
No. Just in my case, you've got another 20 years of making more cards. I think it's great. And it's a one-of-a-kind gift.
That's true. You know what you could do? I'm just spitballing here. As a dad, you could still make the cards. My daughter draws me cards, and she's a horrible artist, but it's our joke now, and I love it. But she also still will buy me a little gift, a token of her affection that shows that she also
sucks.
Cares about what I care about and loves me, and I really want that pneumatic hose extender reel, Haley. So, just throwing that out there.
Okay, but I'm still going with the cab and the coupon.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this is where we try to help you out with some information that can make your life a little bit better. We call it The Scoop, and today, Betty Rock, you have a scoop for us. What do you got?
I do. So here's the thing. If you've got a family vacation plan to go to the beach, you probably know how your kids love to get the sand just everywhere.
Yes.
And you want to keep the blanket clean. You're trying to do your best, but people's feet get all nasty.
I grew up going to the beach. I grew up in Florida, and I loved surfing and everything, but I always hated the sand on my feet. It just,
yes.
It was like this weird tactile thing. I looked like a cat when they have tape on their paws, trying to get up out of the sand, like trying to walk like really weird because I didn't like it on my feet.
Well, I found out the scoop for that is to bring with you like a plastic bucket.
Okay.
Fill it with water.
Okay.
Keep it by your umbrella and your blanket.
Where are you going to get water from at the beach?
The ocean.
Oh, okay, salt water. Okay, I didn't know if we were filling it with Perrier or bottled water.
No.
Sparkling water.
So then before you get on the blanket, put your feet in that bucket of water, wash it off, and now you can get on your blanket and not have to worry about the sand.
And no sand gets on it. That's a great idea. It's a very simple scoop, you know, and you're going to have a bucket there anyway probably to dig in the sand with, right?
Right, so it's a win-win.
Well, there you go. That would have saved me a lot of time looking like a cat trying to leave the beach, so I love it. That's your scoop for today as you are planning your summer vacation. Good luck to you.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and if you are a big fan of time travel or time travel movies, you will love Flashback Friday because we get to go back in time musically to another point where a song means something to you and meant something to you. And, you know, maybe don't get to hear it all that much anymore. Like, maybe you want to go way back and hear a little audio adrenaline.
I want to be your hands, I want to be your feet.
or keep it a little bit more on the rock tip, like Thousand Foot Crutch.
Yeah.
Rock.
Throw up your rock face if you're feeling it when I drop this. That's the sound.
Feels so good. Oh, my goodness.
See? Someone choose that.
Yeah, like we don't get to play a lot of these songs all the time, so that's why we go back in time, and you get to take us there by just picking a song and telling us why you love that song and what's the story behind why you chose it for Flashback Friday.
And it's simple to do. If you just go to wayfm.com/Wally, you'll see on the left-hand side on the blue bar, and there's one that says Flashback Friday. Click on that. It's got the entry form for you. Like Wally said, just your name, contact number, and the reason behind why you like that song.
All right, and you could be controlling the radio and taking us back in time this Friday, so don't wait. Get it in now. I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
I thought I was proud of Betty Rock when she graduated from Colorado Christian University after going back, as an adult to get her degree and getting 2 degrees. Super proud of you.
Thank you.
But then something came up that I went, oh, okay, this is better.
No.
Yeah, there is a 12-year-old who is way ahead of the game when it comes to schooling. This kid, Mike Wimmer, just graduated from community college with a 4.0, and then a week later he graduated from his high school as valedictorian with a 5.45 GPA.
That kid cheated.
12. Yeah, that's what it was, Rock.
He cheated.
Yeah, 12 years old he did this. It's unbelievable. He says he's a normal kid, though. He's like, I don't spend that much time on my study. He's like, what, really? But here's the thing. He says, it feels good to be done. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Good for you there, Mikey. But he also has, like, a photographic memory. And so memorizing information and stuff like that.
That helps.
It helps a lot. He can just digest it quickly.
That's not fair.
I know, right? But here's the thing. I think the twist of this would be if you accomplish all of these things at 12, I think you have to be careful. I think his parents have to be careful too and keep him engaged and keep him moving forward. Because if you, like, he packed what some people do in 20 years into a few years. And so if you're constantly doing that with everything and you're just accomplishing everything way ahead of schedule, what's left? I mean, is he going to retire at 20?
Sounds great.
I know. It would be awesome, but this is not life, you know?
Yeah, so. But your concern doesn't seem too valid to me.
I don't know. The interesting thing about this, though, is how did he get on this path? With an iPad at 18 months old.
What?
The thing is, like, we always freak out about technology as parents and like, oh, man, I don't want to just have an iPad raise my kid. But for this kid, he just started learning stuff, and he started to learn the stylus pen and where states were, and that led him to this world of wonder, you know? And so while we vilify a lot of technology, I think used properly with our kids, it can be a good thing. Like, I know I did not use technology well with my daughter. I literally, like, parked her in front of a VCR watching Disney movies, and now she has a degree in musical theater, you know? Huh. Yeah, weird how that worked out. This kid actually learned where states were, and is a 12-year-old graduate, so it's all in how you make the most of the technology, I guess, is the advice for you and your family, and maybe it'll pay off like it did with this kid.
It's Mash!
Mania.
Play FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little Match of Mania, a chance for you to win a prize. The way it works is I have like a list here, and you're trying to get an answer on the list. But the gang is going to be playing as well. You'll get a point if you get an answer on the list. You get 2 points if you match with one of the members of the show, and 3 points if you get the number one answer.
Woo!
So that's
a lot
how
of
it
math.
Works. I know. It's okay. don't worry. I got it.
Oh,
you just
no.
let me worry about it.
Uh-oh.
I took my shoes off. We'll be good. I can
oh,
do all the calculations
took
myself.
Shoes off.
All right. So, Gavin and Betty, we'll play a little round here. Gavin, you will be our contestant. Welcome Woo! To the show. It's good to have you here,
sir. Here to
sir.
Play.
All right. Name an occupation for people who like to sit down a lot. Okay? So, Betty Rock, get your answer down. I'm going
to
get mine.
Who like to sit down
Who like to sit down a lot. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I have mine. Betty Rock, what'd you go with?
I went with judges. That's the only thing I could think of.
That's a great answer.
Every time you see them, they are sitting.
Yeah. Good answer. Good answer.
Thank you.
I do like
Thank
that.
You.
I looked around the room and oh. went with DJ because okay. the three of us are all sitting down.
Very true.
And we park it in these chairs every day for like 4 hours. Gavin, what did you say?
Okay, I went through the same thought process as you. I actually said DJ because that's all I do is sit down.
Okay. All right. Well, I can tell you this. DJ did not make
oh.
the list.
Oh, no.
So no point for Gavin. And get this. Judge did not make the
what?
List.
No.
I know.
Shut up.
It's crazy. Like a bus driver made the list. Telemarketer.
Oh, yeah.
Accountant. Oh, that's weird.
That was my second choice.
Was it really?
Yeah. Should have gone with it.
Yeah, you should have. All right. Always go with your second choice. So that's what they say.
So that means he doesn't get any points.
That's what my wife did. Went with her second choice. And we've been happily married for all these years.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm number two. All right, so if you want to play along with us, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. You're going to get 3 questions. You got to get 3 points, and we'll see how this shakes out. 855-33-WAY-FM for a little Match-a-mania.
It's Match!
Mania.
WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Sharon, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, well, we're going to play a little Match-a-mania where you're going to attempt to match the members of the show or get an answer right on this list here that we're going to give you. And if you get an answer on the list, you get a point. If you match with a person on the show, their answer, you get 2 points. If you get the number one answer, you get 3 points. And so you could win it all in one answer because you only have to get 3 points, but you only get 3 questions. So here we go. Name something a 5-year-old might pray for. Okay, so think back. Do you have kids there, Sharon?
I don't.
You don't? Okay, this could be harder. Name something that you think a 5-year-old might pray for. Betty Rock and Gavin, get your answers down. Mm-hmm. You good?
Yes.
Okay, Sharon, what do you say?
A toy.
Ooh. Okay, just a generic toy. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, toy.
What did you say, Betty Rock?
Mine's a little sad. I said friends.
Oh.
I know. I said it was sad.
I know. Insight into Betty's 5-year-old life. Okay. Oh, frowny face. Gavin, what did you say?
I said a puppy.
A puppy.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is good. I can tell you this. Friends did not make the list.
Aww.
So not as many sad 5-year-olds as we thought. So that's good. Pet did make the list, number
Ooh.
5, but she did not say that. She went out on her own there and went with toys. I can tell you this. Toys did make the
Whoa!
List.
Woo!
The number 2 answer.
Nice.
So you didn't match with anybody, but you did get 1 point there. So congratulations. That's 1 point. You need 2 more points to win. Name something that people open. Something that people open. Gavin and Betty, get your answers down.
Okay.
Something that people open. Okay. So what are you going to say here, Sharon?
A gift.
A gift. Ooh. Okay. Gavin, you seemed very surprised by that. What did you say?
I wrote down the word presents.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh. That's a gift. That counts. We'll
yeah.
put you in the same thing. If that's on the list, then
okay,
that
awesome.
Would count. Betty Rock.
I said hearts.
Open Aww. Their hearts. You just don't want to win this game today. First
no,
the sad
real.
Children, then open
it's
your
real.
Hearts. Okay, okay. Oh. All right. Well, let me just stop the suspense here. Hearts did not make the list. But a great answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Thank you.
Ish. Okay. Something that people open, things like a box, a jar, mail, a can, that all made the list. But Sharon and Gavin both said present, which is... on the list,
Whoa.
The number one
Whoa.
Answer.
Whoa.
So she actually got 4 points and you win.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Do you hear what I hear?
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. No, it's not Christmas. Like, everyone just got excited. Like, oh my gosh, this is so great. No, this is Do You Hear What I Hear? I noticed something in a song that we were playing the other day, and I noticed this a lot in different songs. Like, I see correlations or songs that might sound similar or feel in the same vein. Some songs are really like, oh, that's just a blatant, like, copy. And others are like, it's more of an homage.
Yes.
And I think that that's where I'm at with the song that we're playing by We the Kingdom, the new song, Child of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to get your opinion, you know, and if you're listening, feel free to chime in if I'm crazy or not here. But it sounds, this song here, I'm going to play you the verse and the chorus of this one, or the verse and the intro of this one. This is the song we're playing, Child of Love.
I was walking the wayside, lost on a lonely road.
We the Kingdom, great song, you would agree, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think that sounds a lot like a song from like the 80s by John Parr called St. Elmo's Fire. So
I don't know that song.
Yeah, you'll know it when you hear it. Yeah, like it feels like it's kind of an homage to me, you know? Like it feels similar.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear it.
You can hear it? Okay.
Okay.
I was afraid you guys wouldn't hear it. I was afraid I was like on my own here and that you'd be like, oh, no, you're crazy.
I still don't know this song.
Really? You don't from the movie St. Elmo's Fire? Oh, you're so
I never
young.
Saw it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a coming of age movie and you weren't even born, so.
Well, are you gonna take this up with We the Kingdom?
Oh, absolutely. Next time they're in, I'll be playing this for them. Here's the hook. See if the hook still is similar to. This is We the Kingdom. This is St. Elmo's Fire.
I can see a new horizon.
A little faster. A little bit. And higher and higher. But I'm not sure which song I like better. Because St. Elmo's Fire is like from my generation and it brings back a lot of memories.
Who is St. Elmo?
It was just a movie. Yeah. She's expecting, like Tickle Me Elmo or something.
Elmo.
Yeah, no. So there you go. Okay. It feels good that I'm not crazy.
No, I hear it.
Okay, good. Maybe you heard something different and I'm wrong, but I really think I'm on point. And especially if Betty agrees with me, you know I'm right.
Do you hear what I hear?
Way FM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
This is Leanne.
What's up, Leanne?
Hey, I was calling about the similarity on the song with We the Kingdom.
Yeah, with We the Kingdom, Child of Love, and St. Elmo's Fire. I think they're very similar. I think they're in the same vein.
Yeah, I think that is too.
One of my favorite ones was from Mercy Me, and theirs feels like a blatant copy of a modern English song. And I called them on it like when they were in here. We even shot a video of them. I had them sing their lyrics over the modern English song.
Did it go?
Oh, it's like a glove. Fit like a glove. Gavin, you look excited. What's going on?
Oh, I found the audio.
Oh, delightful. Okay, good. I want to play this. And you can see it at wayfm.com as well. Betty will put it up there so you can see it right away. But this was me addressing the issue with them face to face. Do you know the song I'm talking about?
Absolutely. We did it on purpose.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, that's good to say, because sometimes people deny it. Like, No,
we love that song.
Okay, because this is the song that we're talking about from Mercy Me, You Found Me. And as I started listening to this, I'm like, that harkens back to modern English.
Yes.
Stop the World.
Homage.
Dream better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human's race. Never comprehending a race that's long gone by. I'll stop the world and help with you. You see the difference, and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do.
Yeah, like,
I got a minute.
I'll stop the world and meld with you.
Again, if you want to see that video as well as them doing a Pitbull cover, you can check that out at wayfm.com/Wally. Remember when pizza places used to promise delivery in 30 minutes or less or your pizza was free? Hey, it's Wally, and those days in the pizza business seem like they're gone for good. But good service is not a thing of the past for everyone. My friends at United Faith Mortgage pride themselves on giving you first-rate customer service. That means responding to your questions by phone or email in a timely manner. That means knowing you by name when you call. That means helping you get the loan that is best for you and not for them. These are just a few reasons why I love United Faith Mortgage and why I use them personally. In fact, we were looking at a house the other day, and I needed a letter of financing quickly, and I called my guy Ryan, and he had it to me in minutes, not hours. That's the advantage of working with a faith-based mortgage company like United Faith Mortgage. So while pizza delivery might not be as great as it used to be, United Faith Mortgage, I know, will deliver great service for you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
So Tommy Cochran did it first, but I do love the Rascal Flatts version of the song Life is a Highway.
Perfect summer driving song. Oh, yes. Like any road trip, you have to play this at least 100 times.
100 times. Now, today's highway leads us to a song called A Little Love by Rascal Flatts lead singer Gary Levix?
Levox.
Levox. Yeah. That's fancy. Featuring one and only Mercy Me.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, it's gonna get better. Love, love. Oh, it's gonna get better. With a little love, love, love. Can bring us all together. Turn the world for better. Yeah. Just a little love, love.
I'm real curious, like, how their worlds intersected.
I am too.
Because Chris Tomlin recently did an album with a bunch of country artists, and he ran into one of the guys from Florida Georgia Line in a gym, and the guy was like, oh my gosh, I grew up on your music, Chris. I love your stuff. We should do something together. And they did a whole album, so I'm really curious what the origin story of this superhero combo is of Gary Levox and Mercy Me.
And then they actually did meet up and perform this live, actually, because Mercy Me is on tour right now, and then Gary Levox,
yeah,
who lives in the town that they were touring in, was like, oh, like, can I come sing with you guys?
Oh, that's
and
cool.
They actually performed his song for a crowd.
That's awesome. Yeah, if you haven't seen Mercy Me live, and you're going to get to see more bands live coming up in the future, yay, back to normal. They're one of my wife's favorite bands. Like, she every time.
Oh, really?
Oh, every time. I've seen them countless times, and she's always like, we have to go. So they're definitely, it's not what you would expect. You're expecting I Can Only Imagine all night? Uh-uh. Like, it's fun, it's funny, and it's also worshipful. It's a good night.
Well, because when they released this last album that just came out with, they actually said in an interview that we did with them, they said they kind of wanted to do a lot of music that would make people dance and make them happy. And I think we need a lot of that in the world right
now. Because there was so much weightiness of the pandemic that they didn't do all the online Zoom concerts, and they kind of now are just going crazy and enjoying it. So, yeah, you can check that out. It is Gary Levox and Mercy Me. WayFM, this is The Wallace Show, and you hear the old people music. You know, we're going to talk about something old. Betty Rock. Sorry, aww, horrible segue. No, you didn't let me finish. Didn't let
terrible
me finish.
Start.
Well, go ahead.
You got to let me get this out. Betty Rock is 36 years young.
Nice.
Thank you.
She is stunningly beautiful. Does not look old by any stretch of the imagination.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Saved. But you recently were telling me, we were talking about how, like, you sometimes feel old.
Yes, and it really hit me like a 2x4 between the eyes when there was a kid that I used to babysit.
Yeah.
And he's graduating high school.
Oh, wow.
And that was just like, what? Like, because in my mind, I still picture him as like that little kid that I used to watch. And now he's like taller, bigger than me.
Going to school.
It's like, weird.
Yeah, I get it.
It makes me think, well, wait, I wonder if he saw me, would he be like, whoa, she changed.
I feel old when I realize I complain about everything. Like, there's nothing that I can't complain about.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, I don't know about that. Gavin, do you think that's true about him?
No, not at all.
You guys are being so sarcastically sweet. But yeah, like, I found that I can complain about the dumbest things, just like my grandmother. Yes, exactly.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, boy. That's a sign of getting old.
You've been old for a while, then.
Yeah, a lot of years.
And And he was complaining most recently about the fit of his shirt, and then earlier about his glasses.
I know, yeah.
Okay. Then his breakfast.
That's what I'm talking. I complain about anything. I'm old. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is a way that you feel old, okay? And maybe old before your time, like young Betty Rock at 36.
Thank you.
Still saving it. 855-33-WAY-FM. How do you feel old? We'll take yours right now. You might even feel make old lady Betty feel better. I couldn't get out on a good note. I'm not good at that. So we're talking about that thing, Denise, that made you feel old. What was it?
Well, I was a Girl Scout leader for 9 years, and a couple weeks ago, one of my Girl Scouts messaged me and asked me if I would like to come out to our old Girl Scout camp and meet her troop.
Oh, so now you've passed the torch, and she now is the Girl Scout leader like you were.
Yes.
Was this a wake-up call for you? Did you feel old before that, or was this the first time?
It was so weird. It's like, okay, are they my grand brownies? My grand
I like that, grand brownie.
All right, Jerry, you're up. What makes you feel old before your time?
Well, I'll tell you, Molly, I was played football in high school, baseball in college, and I thought I was in pretty good shape until I turned the over century mark. My son's a quarterback high school football team. I went out and I go, oh, I can run football patterns. That's no big deal. I got done and went home, and I never hurt in so many places.
Yeah, dude, you know you're getting old, like when you yawn and you pull a neck muscle. You're like, how is that even possible?
Jerry, how old are you?
I'm 64.
Oh, well... I mean,
well, I'm sure that
no,
doesn't
wait,
make it. That
sorry,
didn't make him
I'm
feel
sorry.
Better when you go, oh, well, you are old, sir.
Yeah.
So when was the first time you felt old?
So I'm 35 and I feel old. If I use the wrong pillow, my whole body is just out of alignment. It's just my neck, my arms, my back.
And then you wake up and you sound like your grandmother because the first thing you do, you're like, oh, and then you start
exactly.
complaining about how you feel.
Is this a new thing that you've been experiencing or has it been going on for a while?
I would say a new thing. After I just experienced it, the times that I didn't have my pillow and I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh my gosh, what in the heck did I do? Like, did I go on the incline? Did I go like white water rafting? Like, what is the thing? And I figured it all out. It's literally just using the wrong pillow. It's just a sign. It's a sign, I guess.
It's a sign you're getting older.
Old.
Yeah, that's it. When you got to start having a comfortable pillow and sensible shoes, you know that you are definitely getting older.
Exactly.
And now for some good news.
YFM, this is the Wally Show with some good news. Giddy up. A couple of rapid fire stories designed to make you feel better because the regular news can be a little heavy. So, Gavin, we're going to start with you. Good news. Giddy up. Go, sir.
Some guy on TikTok who collects Hot Wheels saw a white car parked near his place, and he actually had the exact same Hot Wheel version of it. So, we actually went out and gave that Hot Wheel to that guy. He put it on the windshield.
That's cool.
And in the video, you see the guy kind of come up to his car. Oh, what's that? Pulls. And then he like jumps. He's like so excited.
I saw the video. It was really
cute. So cool.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how old we are. As guys, we still have toys.
Yes.
Like, that's awesome. That's a really cool thing that the guy did it. Betty Rock, that cow qualifies for Good News Giddy Up. So, Good News Giddy Up, go!
There was a woman in England who was swimming with her twin sister in Mexico on Sunday when they got attacked by an alligator!
What? Wait, what? Mexico has alligators? I didn't know that.
I didn't either. But anyway, she was able to save her sister's life by punching the alligator in the face!
There you go. Sisterly love right there.
Give him a black eye.
Yeah, alligators are tough.
And you know that she's not going to let her sister like forget
that. Remember that time like 5 minutes ago when I saved your life? Remember that time like 5 minutes ago when I reminded you 5 minutes ago I saved your life? Oh, absolutely. And finally, there was a Harvard-bound graduate who surprised her faculty and classmates by returning a scholarship.
Whoa.
What? Who does that?
She got a $40,000 scholarship, and she got up and made her speech and then asked them to give it to someone else who needed it more.
Wow.
There was a deafening sound, and it was not applause. It was her parents having a heart attack. But yes, and so, I mean, how cool is that? She says, you know what? Knowing my mom went to community college and knowing how much that was helpful, I would be so grateful if the administration would consider giving the excellent awards a scholarship to someone who is going to go to community college, because I know it would be such a great honor. Like, man, that's awesome. Not only is she smart intellectually, she also is smart heart-wise, too. And so there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock is a diva, a social diva. That's what she does. She does all of our socials for us and crushes it. So she's constantly online, and we came up with this thing called Betty's Online Waste of Time, because it's easy to get distracted, and I don't blame her a bit. Like, she'll start working on something for the show, and then she's down a TikTok rabbit hole for an hour. Totally get that.
Right? It's easy to do.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all about it, because I understand it. But I figured let's at least get something out of this for the show. So she finds things that she thinks are funny or interesting and shares them with us. So what do you got today, Rock?
All right, so this is a video that's going viral. Let me paint the picture for you. It's a little tiny community church. Aww. And these kids are up at the front of the stage and they're going to sing a little song.
It's adorable. When Precious. You're a parent and you've got like your phone out, and then there's always that one parent that has an iPad, the biggest one in the world, and they hold it right in front of your face and you can't see your
Might
own kid.
Might be the grandparent too.
I know. No, they can't work them.
And it's filming them instead of the kids.
Yeah, okay, and that's right. That checks out.
But anyways, okay, so this choir director, she's up there and she's going to help these kids like sing on tune, but this one kid stands out, and not for a good reason.
That kid would have been me.
Like, what made him even think that that's what he was supposed to do?
He's funny. He's naturally funny.
Oh,
he knows,
gosh.
This is my moment. This is my moment. I'm going viral. Yeah, oh, that's so good. We were talking about this yesterday, and we noticed that it's like that kid has a future. If he doesn't go into comedy or radio, he has a future in like heavy metal music, like death metal. So Gavin put together what it would sound like if this kid, this little tiny tot, joined a heavy metal band.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Yeah, that got a little scary at the end.
Dude, it scared me making that.
Yeah, but that kid kind of ruled,
so
man.
Great.
So there you go. That's your Betty's Online Waste of Time. Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Many of us, more than some, have
that would be the definition of many.
Listen.
Thank you.
Have experienced walking away from high school crying.
Oh.
Now, yes. Are you funny? Huh?
No. Yeah, funny man.
Yeah.
I cried in high school, yeah.
Well, you don't know if it's from happy tears or if it's sad tears. We just don't know. But teenage emotions, they're a lot.
Yeah.
But even at 41 years old, pop artist Pink is still getting emotional over high school.
Really?
That's because recently she found out the high school choir that she actually used to sing in. Oh. The current students did a rendition of her hit, What About Us?
Okay. Now, see, that's kind of cool. Like, because a lot of times when... kids that are into music a lot of times are misunderstood in high school. They're kind of the outcasts a lot of times, you know, and kids don't relate to them. But then you're like, one day you're going to come to my show, you're going to see, and like very few people that actually ever happens to. But for her, it's kind of cool to be successful and then all of a sudden have the school where she was, you know, a kid singing her song. I could see that being really cool.
Oh, yeah. Made her emotional. Definitely made her tear up. She tweeted about it. So here is the song. This is what Pink did. This is called What About Us.
What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answer?
Okay.
All right. Now, these are the teenage kids doing that same song.
What about us?
Ooh.
What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about love? What about trust? What about us?
No, oh, it's so good. Nice, Gavin, with the little beatbox.
That's
there.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was good. That's like, I'm sure Pink, when she was younger, sounded like that too, and then got a couple lessons on her belt.
They are teenage kids.
I know, it was glorious.
What? You ruined everything. You know what? You hurt people, because you got hurt in high school. Now, even at 53, you're still hurting people.
I said it was glorious.
You're a bully.
I know, I said it was glorious. I said it was really good, and I'm sure that that's how Pink sounded, and then like, and I guarantee you, when they were singing, they each saw themselves as her. This rocking it out there. So good on you, girls. That was awesome. Thank you. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and every day we exchange pleasantries. It's just kind of what we do. You know, hey, how you doing? I'm good. How are you? That's it. I mean, that is the surface level conversation we have with people we don't know. And that is the right response. How you doing? Good. How are you? Like, that's it. That's all you got to do. But recently I was flying, and at the airport, I was just trying to get a McGriddle. I was tired, you know, and then I'm like, hey, how you doing? And I was expecting, I'm good. How are you today, sir? What can I get for you? It was like, I'm not good. Oh, no. Oh, no. What
That's
do I do?
That's what he said. Yeah. He said, I'm not good.
I'm like, oh, it's 7 in the morning. What am I going to do with this? And so you're like, oh, really? Because then you're almost honor bound.
Yeah, because if you don't ask, then you look like a terrible person.
And especially as a believer, you kind of like, if you're not a believer, you can kind of brush that aside and go, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a bummer. But I'd like my McGriddle, please. But like our faith, you know, should compel us to a higher level. And so then you're like, hey, oh, what's going on, man? Oh, you know, this going on. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. That's not good. Like, I don't sit there and then go to the ultimate Christian place of going, well, I'll pray for you if I'm not going to. You know, if I'm, like, legit not going to be a thing, then I never will say that. But, like, so I'm, like, kind of talking with the guy. I'm like, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a real bummer. I get it. I shared a little quick story. Mm-hmm. Of course, made it about me. you know, that's how you get out of that conversation. You just have a worse life.
Wow, that sounds healthy.
No, it's not. And so, anyway, this is what I want to talk about, though. So that was an unexpected conversation. I was not planning on having that conversation at 7 in the morning and where it went. And I'm curious, have you been in that place? Maybe it was at a restaurant or just with people you didn't know. You ended up getting pulled into these unexpected conversations. And it might be somebody you do know that just, it was like, oh, this was not what I thought we were doing today. and I'd love to hear your story and kind of the uniqueness of it. And where did it go? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's our phone number to be on the show with us. We love having you on. And if you put that in as your one of your favorites on your phone, you can get right through because the phone calls like load up when we start talking about stuff. Because I love people sharing. And so, you know, put that in your phone so you can get right through. But I'd love to hear your story of your unexpected conversation and how it played out. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's yours?
Well, when we go out to eat a lot of times, we always ask our waitress or waiter if there's anything we can pray for them because we're fixing to pray over our food.
You know, I like that part of it because, like, for me, like, telling someone I'm going to pray for them, if I'm not really going to do it, like, I never will say that. And sometimes it feels weird if you're, for me personally, this is a personal thing, okay? Like, hey, how can I pray for you? I'm not that guy. Like, I don't do that a lot. But it does make sense where you're at the table and you're getting ready to pray for your food anyway because I do that. And so that, I like that idea of going, hey, I'm going to pray for my food anyway. Is there anything I can pray for you and your family? Like, I really like that idea. That's cool.
Yeah, that's what we do. It's really been neat because they share personal things with you, and sometimes they'll say, do you mind if I pray with you too?
Oh, that's kind of cool. Has anyone ever gone, if you could just pray that I would get some really big tips today, that'd be great?
No.
You posted this on our Facebook, right, Rock?
Yes, and you can follow along if you follow us on Facebook. Just search Wally Show. But Hope got in on the conversation. She said, my dentist once asked how I was doing. I'd had a particularly bad day, and I said as much. She responded with, well, it's about to get worse, and then told my hygienist that she could deliver the bad news.
Oh, my goodness. I love that the dentist just pieces out, like, okay, yeah. Done. Pull the ripcord. I'm out. That's funny.
Cheyenne also said that the girl at the checkout out at Michael's unloaded that she was having a bad day because she couldn't get over her ex. Said it was awkward, but I'm glad she told me because it gave me the opportunity to pray for her.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, Rock, here you go. So I'm curious if girl power kicks in or something, like, because you're only getting half the story, obviously. She tells you, you know, her boyfriend's a louse and he's a horrible person and your ex. What do you say as a girl? Do you just bandwagon that and jump in and be
like,
you do? Okay, I don't know.
Ask any questions because it is girl code.
Sure.
And you always, if you only hear one side,
right,
you always go with the girl.
Okay, good
to
know.
If you're the girl, you go with the girl.
Good to know. I thought that was the case, but I wasn't sure, but
well,
now we know.
The same would be said for you. If it was the guy's side, you would always go on the guy's side.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I don't even know this girl at Michael's or her situation, but I'm totally on his side. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I don't have an extensive musical ability.
Though you played in a band.
Yeah, I'm not that great. That's why I never made it into music, but that doesn't stop me from noticing things about music, like more in a producer role. Like, I'm really good at noticing if something isn't good. And
yes,
like,
you are.
Yeah, and then going, you know what? How can we make this better? You know, you know what that song needs? So I've come up with a new segment called You Know What That Song Needs, okay?
Clever.
Yeah, thank you. And so I took the Toby Mac song, okay? This one here. Maybe midnight or midday is never on the way.
You would think Toby Mac, I mean, he's a professional. He knows what to put in a song and what to leave out.
You would think, you know, but he rushed this album and had to get it turned in and didn't think through that song enough to be, you know what? I think what that song needs is some tuba, okay? And so I know that's a very unorthodox instrument in the rock and roll
and
world.
Maybe for good reason.
No, not when you hear what I've created. Because, like, ska music has horns, so why not have some tuba in here?
And correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Toby never said he wanted to be a ska artist.
No, he did not. But this is where my expertise comes in, that maybe, like, we each have our giftings. This isn't his gifting, you know? He writes a pop song that's missing something. That's what he's good at. And so this is where I come in, and I say, you know what that song needs? Tuba.
You're going to play tuba?
I have it in there. I've made this, okay? So here you go.
You're so alone,
you're so afraid. I heard you pray in Jesus' name. It may be midnight or midday, it's never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to say. Help is on the way, round in the corner. Help is on the way, coming for you. Boom! And then you get out, like, right there. Amazing, right? Amazing is the word you're searching for.
For some reason, I keep thinking about Taco Bell.
It's a tuba, not a tuda. So you know what? I think that from now on, anytime you hear that song, you are going to think of and have
Taco
a new
Bell.
Appreciation note for the tuba. That's what we were going for. That's what the song was missing, not Taco Bell. Way of Him, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, Wally. This is Shannon.
What's up, Shannon?
I just had to call and tell you that segment absolutely made my day.
Oh, that's so good. She's referring to, you know what this song needs, how we took the Toby Mac song, Help Is On The Way, and added tuba to it. I heard your heart. I see your pain. Out in the dark. Out in the rain. You're so alone. That's what it was. was missing, right? Yeah. Okay. It's what it was missing. It made you feel better, if nothing else, right?
It definitely did. I will be honest with you. I have been kind of stressed out today and finding myself like in my car right now, driving to a work appointment, dreading it. And that came on and I could not stop laughing.
You know what? I'm really glad to hear that. Like, because Toby's whole goal is to make you feel something spiritual, you know, when he writes a song. And our goal, honestly, is to make you laugh about something. And both, I think, have value. And so it was cool to be able to put those two things together and have it work out for you today.
That's right. Mission accomplished. Thank you, guys.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.